Nicely with Martin Bester.
Less than a month to go to our Mancosa Business Breakfast on the 1st of October. It's going to be such a fabulous event because it's about the speakers and the stories and insights they share, but it's also a fantastic opportunity just to network.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, it's the top minds when it comes to businesses getting together all in one room, sharing ideas, thoughts, stories, a fantastic networking opportunity. And our lineup this year already looking fantastic.
Yeah, look, our lineup is fantastic. We've got Patrick Lambie. We obviously spoke to him. He's going to talk to us about, you know, the flexibility in the transition in the corporate space. We've got Professor Mamakgethi Phakeng, who is a businesswoman and, of course, the former vice chancellor of UCT, talking about education. Graham Coddington, who we've also had on the show, who is a futurist, talking about how AI can become your intelligent assistant. And, of course, Grace Harding as well, who is the Ocean Basket CEO, and she'll be talking about leadership skills and the art of building a global brand.
But and now, adding to the lineup, I'm very happy to say, as she's the commercial and marketing director at the Kaizer Chiefs, Jessica Maton. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Glad to be here this morning with you guys.
It seems like a lot they've given you, commercial and marketing director.
Well, you know,
you
can handle.
And that's just one hat.
That's just one hat.
That's two hats. What do you mean?
No, she's just taken on a really big role not too long ago with the Confederation of African Football as well.
Working with CAF and the Women's Football Committee, and then the Vice President of the African Club Association, which is about really building club football on the continent.
Many hats.
So not 45 hours a week then.
Oh, yeah, no.
Jeez, Jessie Wilson, thanks for making time for our business breakfast.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited about it. Quite a nice lineup, wonderful speakers, and just excited to be able to share, but also to network.
Listen, I would want to hear about a brand like the Kaizer Chiefs.
Yes.
Because it's a world famous brand. It really, really is. It's been a good year for you?
Well, definitely a very good year for us. Ended the season winning the Nedbank Cup, which was fantastic. I mean, it really was beyond just a trophy. You know, brought back great energy for the brand and to our supporters. And we started the season very well. You know, the team has won the games, and we're very excited that the coach and the technical team are working well with the guys.
When it comes to rugby, I think rugby in certain parts of the country and the world have done well in terms of extending the experience, if you will. You know, they've added music and different experiences. I think the same has been done at the FNB Stadium as well with is that a family zone or something?
Oh, definitely. I think for us, we've taken the experience very seriously. Our supporters, and we take it from the way we do our ticketing to how we manage our events. But certainly for us, we are a family brand as well. The family zone is a key initiative, which I'm excited that other clubs are now starting to adopt, you know, because you want to bring in the young generation. You want to bring families into the game, make it more comfortable, bring the grannies who want to come in with their grandkids. So we've created that F&B Stadium to make it really accessible to supporters across the board.
Which soccer team has the most passionate fans?
You want to get me into trouble?
Yes.
It has to be Kaizer Chiefs. And look, obviously there's a massive rivalry between them and Orlando Pirates. Sorry, Sundowns fans, you're still playing catch up when it comes to just being boisterous and loud and out there. But yeah, they really do put together an experience. And I think what I love about the brand is it's not just about the football. You guys do so much. From an online radio station, there's merchandise sales, there's all sorts of things that are not football but are business.
Well, we say Amakhosi for life. You know, we touch all aspects of your life, and we also look at how we can leverage the brand at a business level. So definitely merchandising, very excited about a merchandising division. We've partnered with Kappa as our new technical partner. It's now our third season. But we have a big licensing program. You saw our old school offering that just gone crazy out in the market.
If you want a shirt or an old jersey, old school, old style Kaizer Chiefs jerseys, they look spectacular.
Well, again, it's leveraging heritage and legacy. And I know the topic we're talking about at the breakfast is also legacy. Is how do you leverage your history and and we have a rich history in that, that we've tried to leverage through that. And also through our licensing program, we partner with the likes of Checkers. We'll be launching stuff with Pick and Pay. We have Kaiser Chiefs chips, guys, that are flying off the shelves.
Kaiser Chiefs chips?
Flying off the shelves. They, I have to say.
What
the
flavors of Kaiser Chiefs chips?
Well, we currently have salt and vinegar, tomato, we have barbecue, and we have a new one called Flaming Hot, and it is hot, but it is great.
Ooh,
absolutely great. And it's the first time into the FMCG space, but really, we found that snacking is a big part of what people do when you watch the game.
Yes.
So clever.
And we're out in a lot of the retailers, very excited about that. So it's also responding to the lifestyle of our supporters, you know.
Is that how you measure the success of a brand like the Kaiser Chiefs? That it's obviously about football and it's about, you know, competing, but everything that happens around it,
so much more.
It's the stadium experience, it's the licensing, it's the branding, merchandising. So you have to take all of that. So at the business breakfast, is that something you would reference when it comes to measuring success? Because I think that's what most businesses, especially new businesses, is we have to kind of realign yourself. What is my measure for success? Is it just the profit line?
No, I think you have to look at all of those metrics. And one of those is saying, how can you stretch the brand into other spaces?
Yeah.
You know? And also, you may find that people are not football people, but they will leverage or interact with the brand in other spaces. We've had insurance. We're launching a new insurance product. We've had insurance for years, you know, and that is
with
just
Hollard.
Something with Hollard, yes. Yeah. And we'll be launching a new product in the space. We have KC Mobile, where you can get your SIM card with Vodacom and Kaiser Chiefs. And you can interact with us in that space. So we've actually looked at the brand and said, how can we leverage it? And for me, it's great because different supporters will interact with us with different products.
The theme this year at our Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast, as you heard Jessica to say, there is the Own Your Legacy. That speaks to your business is a whole lot more than just selling the product,
yes,
right?
Yes.
As you've just heard here. And that is, I think, why you should get excited about getting your ticket at this year's Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast. Because I can tell you now, a speaker, someone who works so actively with a massive internationally known brand like the Kaiser Chiefs, you're definitely going to pick up on things that you did not think about.
Yeah.
There are going to be things that I'm sure that you're going to mention. And someone who sits there with a new business and even an older business thinking, why did I never think of that?
Yeah.
Why are we not playing in that space? Why have we not been focusing more on, as you say, licensing or merchandising? Is our experience as broad as it should be? So thank you very much for making the time. I know you've got a very long, busy day. I appreciate you coming in just to give us a bit of a taste. This was all about getting people excited to get those tickets to hear more. I don't want to ask you everything on air right now because you got to go to the business breakfast.
You got to come to the business breakfast. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the business breakfast. It's going to be exciting. The lineup is exciting and just wonderful to be part of the Jacaranda family.
And welcome.
Yay.
If these guys go out and win the league, we'd like to see the trophy in studio. Please, Coach Naz Nabi has done incredibly well, unbeaten so far this season. Just a draw against Sundowns. We want to see the trophy. Asablief.
Definitely, it'll come to the
Yay!
Thank you.
And the chips.
Yay! And the chips. Listen, guys, I'm sending you a box of chips.
Yay! Oh, yay!
And tell me what you think of the flavors.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll see you at the breakfast.
Got it. Jessica Vatong, she's going to be representing Kaiser Chiefs, obviously, at this year's business breakfast. You know you want to be there, especially after hearing all of this. And you go and book your tickets.
Yeah, just go to jacarandafm.com, click on the little tab right there. We'll take you right through. And of course, it is 1st of October. Event starts at 8 o'clock and ends at 11:30.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.